Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. I am here with co-host Sherry, and we have a lot of good stuff for you today. Sherry, are you on air with us?
I'm here, and I want to say good morning to everyone. Good morning to our listeners. We have had incredible response. I thank you so much for all your emails. I thank you for your 5-star rating continuously since we started the show. We have been having so much fun with doing the show. We're going to be going on an incredible cruise at the end of the month, which we're going to bring a lot of information back on healthy living, healthy lifestyle, healthy eating, and yoga, meditation, and some great speakers. But today we are very honored to have Zena from Puerto Vallarta. Zena is my sister, and I have learned so much through the years. We have had many lessons together, and I draw on my relationship with Zena is very, very special. We can, without even talking, we can know what each other are thinking and feeling. And sometimes she'll say to me, change the channel, or I'll say that to her, and we know exactly what that means. And Zena's going to tell you an incredible story about how she has made some changes in her life. And we're talking about acceptance today. Acceptance is the key of letting go. We can flow with everything in our life. We just have to follow it. But sometimes things just get in the way, and then it's just not the right time. So then we have to let it go. And it's nice to just watch and be an observer of that. If we're following the flow that our heart is taking us, then we're in joy, and that is the right flow to go. It's just like a river. The water always finds ways to move ahead. So as you were saying, Patty, about change in acceptance, learning to just be in acceptance about pain. You know, pain is one of the hardest things to be accepting about. It's real easy when we're in accepting about all the wonderful things in our life, but when we come up with a unhealthy and unpleasant reality of pain or disability, it is one of the most important things that we can do mentally to reduce the stress and maintain some peace of mind. You know, we have to remember, Patty, that acceptance is not a one-time decision, but it's it's going on and on, moment by moment sometimes, depending on our life situation.
And that's acceptance of both physical pain and emotional pain.
Exactly. And at a deeper level, acceptance is a form of spiritual surrender. Now, the more we try to control the pain or other difficulties in our life, the more frustrating and discouraging we become.
As opposed to accepting it and moving through it, which I went to a seminar about a half a year ago with Annette Kallstrom, and her theory is to move through the pain, and once you move through it and accept it, it dissipates and it goes away, and you don't have that pain anymore. I found that interesting.
You know, we try to find something positive about the situation. It can be a new way to reframe chronic pain or our physical limitations. And by reframing it, I mean, once we can accept what our situation is, it doesn't mean that it's going to get better. And it doesn't mean that, you know, everything is, you know, our pain's going to go away. It just means that we're going to be able to be more at peace with it, and we're going to be able to find the good things.
So it's when you let go, in accepting, you in a way you let go, at that at that point, it transforms into a different type of feeling or energy, so to speak.
Exactly.
Exactly.
We have to embrace and welcome what is happening in our life.
Oh, gosh. Gosh. Well, we will talk more about acceptance. But listeners, I want to hear from you. Pick up the phone. Call us. Tell us a good story. Make us smile on this beautiful Monday morning. Call 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in words of positive thought or even ask a question. We'd love to hear from you. You also have the option of chatting with us, so you can log on and start a chat, and what we'll do is we'll read it over the airwaves just for you. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City, and I am on air with Sherry, bringing this show to you to share good news today.
Good morning, everybody. So, you know, it is difficult or impossible to resolve any issue in life until we have accepted it. So that's really one of our key thoughts on how we're going to talk about today. And you were saying about acceptance of success also.
Mm.
It's just as difficult.
It's a huge one. It is. There's a fear of success syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if we work very hard, we get used to the difficulty in reaching a goal, and then once we reach a goal, we're not comfortable with it because you've met the goal and it's slowing. So what we do is we create our own obstacles and sabotage it in a way. So that's a huge one.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes we have a hard time accepting when things are good, like. We have a great financial business. Our relationships are going just the way we want it. We tend to sabotage it. It's like, what is up with that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, you know, we used to, you know, we need to, like, bring ourselves back and say, okay, I deserve this. You know, I'm giving 100% of myself and my efforts are paying off. So I can accept the love that I have and I can accept the success I'm creating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's positive affirmations, Patty, along with acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I learned about the fear of success, I was in writing my thesis in college, and I had already gotten a bachelor's. I'm writing my paper for my master's, and I had already gone through about 7 years of school. And this paper, which was almost 100 pages long, I kept revising it, and before I knew it, a year and a half went by, and it was, I kept changing things, and a good friend who is also a therapist told me about the fear of success, and once I understood that, my fear was that I was graduating and my whole life was changing. I'd been comfortable in school, which is difficult, so that's... that was a new concept to me, and we do it in all areas of life, relationships, career, personal growth. So it is something to be aware of, and once you understand that, it's still difficult, but it's something that you have to work on.
It's true, because sometimes we're used to, like, that roller coaster, you know, the ups and downs, and then... You know, we're going on this smooth ride and everything is wonderful and we're like, something is wrong with this. But no, something is right with it. You know, we don't need to stay in that life of roller coaster. We need to just accept our success and stop stirring the pot to create our conflicts and upsets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a quote that I'd like to read. It's by Dr. Christine Northrup, and she says this, "When I read the newspaper, I look for the good news because every thought we think changes our biochemistry. Your hormones are affected by your thoughts, so pay attention to things that bring you joy."
Love that. Love that, Patty. And just like, you know, since we have started the show, we are totally more tuned in to what the good news is, and we cancel out when we're hearing anything, when we're hearing bad news. We're not as affected and letting it in. We turn it off or we don't listen to it. And, you know, how many times have we been around people who are constantly complaining? And all they want to talk about is what's wrong in their life and how bad their relationship is. And, you know, why don't they just, why do people stay in that, Patty? Why don't they just realize and get out?
Well, I think it's they're afraid of change. And they are resisting change to seek a better life or to seek happiness. So it's easier to complain. I know that in the workplace, it's very easy to find people who are complaining throughout the day. They're not happy. However, they choose to work there in wherever they're working. So it's almost like it can be contagious. But if you're strong enough and resist it, you can stay within yourself and be happy. However, it's there, you know. So that's, if more people chose to accept where they've put themselves, then they wouldn't be complaining so much. That's how I feel about that. The good news for us today is we do have Zena coming on shortly, and her story is incredible. It just shows the strength of a woman who can accept change and can make change and make a different, completely different lifestyle for herself. So she'll be with us soon. Now, regarding acceptance, Sherry, let's talk about acceptance of love.
Absolutely. That's a big one, because sometimes, you know, we're stepping into opportunities of love and letting someone love us, and that means just becoming more open and vulnerable. And sometimes that's just really scary. Mm-hmm. I know it was for me until I was able to let go of the fear and accept that this is what's happening in my life. This is the universe and has put an incredible person in my life, and I need to take a look at it and accept that. And that kind of turned a corner for me. You know, so we'd rather, you know, we're in a situation of having love in our life, and sometimes we'd rather say no to that situation and shut down or, you know, close our heart, and then we walk away or we set ourselves up to fail. I mean, how many times have we done that, you know? I know I have. Then there are people who never get in relationships, and they shut themselves down emotionally all the time. They're threatened by actually being loved. So they create a lot of conflict, and, you know, when we can love and accept ourselves for who we are, for our shortcomings, our character defects, we start opening up our heart and loving ourselves and letting go.
So it goes, it goes both ways, accepting the fact that you have love for another being and also accepting that another being has love for you.
So absolutely, because, you know, it's also letting go of the fear. So what fear is false evidence appearing real. Some of us really have a hard time with that. And, you know, it's just really, that's where acceptance is in all aspects of our life. It's being able to say, you know what, I am exactly where I need to be in my life.
Right, right. I always say everything is in order.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, that's what brings me closer to being able to accept situations and, you know, different things that are happening in my life. It's, okay, this is what is meant to be, and let me make the most of it, and let me take a look at the lessons that I am put, that are put in front of me, and just be able to go with that. You know, that's really a big deal. And as we're going to hear from Zena, how she has been able to
you know, to work in her life by accepting her situations and how she's been able to make the most of what life has brought her. And I know that I personally have learned so much from Zena in many, many years of being able to talk with her and have her as a sounding board for myself. We've been able to bounce off of each other. And sometimes we'll look at each other and she'll say to me, change the channel. And that has always been our little mantra. If something is, you know, we're in a negative place or if someone of us is saying something, we have to take a look at when you change your words, you change your life. Because we create our realities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as we, you know, if we're talking negative and we're talking things that are not positive, that we're bringing more into our lives. We have to, you know, constantly thinking about what we do want, not thinking about what we don't want, and thinking about, you know, more good news and more positive. I personally do not like to surround myself with people that have ulterior motives, that are negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like tunnel vision when it comes to like radar. You know, if I'm feeling like this is what I'm getting from the person, you know, I back away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then there are situations where you do interact with people. It's a part of life where I've learned that if I'm in a grocery store or out in public, like in a restaurant, and the person I'm interacting with, whether it be somebody behind the counter at the register or the waiter or waitress at a restaurant, if I can sense that they're just not in a good mood or they're going through something, I'll throw in an icebreaker phrase. I'll stop and ask how they're doing today, and I'll smile and I'll say hello. I'll reach out to them in some little minor way, and it makes them stop, and before you know it, their whole face changes and they're like smiling, and it's like somebody reached out to them, and it works. It definitely works. And it can also, if somebody is just being rude, you know, just, you know, turn around and say, how are you today? And it makes them stop and realize that they're not acting in a kind way, and they just, it works. I do that every day. When I'm out, I judge the way the person's feeling, if it's if they're interacting with me in an uncomfortable way, and then I'll throw in that icebreaker phrase, and it changes. So sometimes you can't get away from people, but with friendships, if you have somebody who is a negative thinker or a complainer, it's something you really need to evaluate and accept that maybe that friendship isn't healthy, and you know you have to limit your time with that person. So
that's true, because, you know, we have to live every day with joy and make the most of what we have moment by moment. And like we had talked about one of our other shows, sometimes we're driving and people are cutting us off, or sometimes, you know, like you said, we're in the grocery store and, you know, somebody is rude to us. Well, that's, we're not taking a look at, maybe they've had a bad day.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Or maybe they're grieving, or maybe they're
exactly.
They're in fear. Or maybe they need to change the channel.
Right. I think everybody's going to get that wording now and use that.
I love it. It's now that's in my vocabulary. Change the channel. Listeners, I want to invite you to pick up the phone. Call us, tell us a good story, make a smile on this beautiful Monday morning. Call 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in words of positive thought or send in a question. You also have the option of chatting with us, so log on and start a chat, and what we'll do is we'll read it over the airwaves just for you and our listeners. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City, and I am on air with Sherry, bringing the show to you to share good news stories today.
Hi, Patty and our listeners. You know, we are in for a treat this morning. Zena is going to be here. And we're going to be interviewing her from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hear about her journey and what's going on with her. So we're really in for a treat. Do want to let everybody know a little bit about our cruise that we're going on. There is still time to call and see if there's available space. It's thetasteofhealth.org, and it's going to San Juan, Puerto Rico. It's going to St. Martin, Turks and Caicos, Tortola. It's a wonderful cruise, all healthy activities. It's yoga, meditation, learning how to cook healthy organic foods, vegetables, which
mm-hmm.
actually I really can't wait to find out how to cook vegetables a little bit better. So that's what's going on. We're really excited about interviewing the people that we meet and bringing that back to you, because we're all about living healthy lifestyles and learning how to eat supportively to turn our health around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So if you go to atasteofhealth.org, you can read more about the cruise. There's also a schedule with all of the workshops and the list of lecturers. So I was reading it last night, and I just know that I will be on that ship more than on land, because it's and things start at 6 in the morning and go until 10 o'clock at night, from vegan ice cream parties to healthy pizza parties.
We will tell you all about that, because I can't imagine what that is going to be like, but I'm ready for it. Speaking about acceptance and where we are in life, I just wanted to tell you something that I've just come across. So sometimes there comes a time when we have to stand up and shout, and we're shouting, "This is me. I look the way I look. I think the way I think. I feel the way I feel. I love the way I love. I'm a whole complex package. Take me or leave me.
This is me.
This is me." Like that song. Accept me the way I am, or walk away.
Mm.
You know, do not try to make me feel less of a person just because I don't fit into your idea of who I should be. And, you know, I don't fit your mold. And don't try to change me to fit mm-hmm. me in your mold. So it's if I need to change, I alone will make that decision.
Right.
And we need to really be strong and love ourselves enough, love ourselves 100%, the good and the bad, and, you know, we'll be amazed at all the opportunities that life presents us. And this is a real strong key to acceptance of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being happy doesn't mean that everything is perfect. It means that we've decided to look beyond the imperfections.
The imperfections, right. Instead of being serious and focusing on what's wrong, it's play with life. Life is great. I love being alive. It's fun. It's like a playground to me.
Exactly. And every day is magical. We live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. That's our mantra every week. We want to keep reiterating that so that you will get that and be able to speak it to your friends. Live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly.
That's great. We love when you read that, Sherry, or you probably have it memorized now. You created it. So I would like to read a quote by Trey Aubrey, and then we will have Zena on with us in about 2 minutes. So Trey says, "Your daily stories have allowed me to rekindle a certain appreciation for the good things in life. The truth is, I was passing up a lot of good things in my life without realizing it. Please keep doing what you're doing. It's making a huge difference in the way I see my world." That's absolutely beautiful. That's showing that the show is fulfilling the purpose it's intended to fulfill, just to change people's lives. And I want to thank you, listeners, for being with us. We are now going to invite you to listen to our guest. The time has come. We are now on air with Zena Friedman. Zena, are you here with us?
I'm here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Good News Radio is the talk of the town in Puerto Vallarta. So congratulations, ladies.
Well, thank you. That's good news to our ears.
Yes. And, you know, I'm so thrilled to be able to be here and share my good news. What I'd like to let the listeners know is I have changed my entire life completely. I was a hairdresser for 45 years, and it was time for a change. But change is not easy for most people, and it wasn't easy for me for most of my life. I had been given an opportunity twice in my life from the same friend that's in Puerto Vallarta, and I was afraid to take the risk, and I let those two opportunities pass. And this time, I turned the wonderful age of 60, was ready to write the second chapter of my life, and I took a leap of faith and made a major change. And I moved from my security of my home, my friends, my relationships, my 45-year business, everything that was familiar to me, and moved to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, by myself, not knowing the language, not knowing the business, which I became a realtor, not knowing my way around, not knowing my computer, not knowing anything. And I took that as I went into it every day with excitement to make some changes and went for those challenges. And, you know, this was not easy for most people and for myself. If I hadn't gone into it with the right attitude and the acceptance of everything that I had to do, it would have never worked.
Mm-hmm. Those are huge challenges, and those are big transitions.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, you know, I went and I took Spanish classes. I went when I was going in driving around town up hills and mountains that I've never been in, you know, I thought, well, every day is a day to explore. Every day, you know, is an exciting day, and where is this going to take me? And I kept saying, every road is going to take me to the right road, wherever that is, you know. So, you know, I let go of being in control, and I that's one of my big things. I was always in control all my life, and today I am not in control of anything, anyone, or anything about my life. I just turn it over and let it open up to a beautiful day every day.
Mm-hmm. Now, when did you make this decision? Has it been 6 or 7 months?
Well, about a year and a half ago, my life just started changing. I've done a lot of seminars in my life, a lot of different, there's a lot of 12-step programs out there that all are fabulous, different, such great knowledge and ways to live your life. And so I've just embraced everything and started living and started changing then. I moved from Miami 7 months ago. And so all this happened in 7 months. And I just went for it. And I just had to say, you know, I'm going to live my life 100%. I'm going to participate and be a 100% participant in my life. You know, so, you know, all my life I had a lot of fear around me, and instead of running away from my fear, I've learned to embrace it and change that whole concept. And as a result, I find that the pain passes much more quickly, and I gain freedom from that fear. Mm. You know, so for the listeners today, I just say, have the courage to change. Participate 100% in your life. I wake up, you know, it used to be I didn't want to wake up in the morning, oh, not another day. If I like to, I just want to stay in bed. Today, I am so excited to wake up, have another day, and, you know, I say to myself, and it's our words. Our words are so important. I wake up saying, wonderful things are happening to me today, and that's because I welcome the thrill of participating in my own life, and I look forward to the new things and the changes, and I had to accept all there. It hasn't been 100% great things. I mean, I've had disappointments in the business where mm-hmm. I wanted to list someone's house and they gave it to somebody else. I was signing a contract for a deal, and then some other realtor talked this person out of it, and then I was working on another deal since October and they chose to buy somewhere else. But you know what? I had to accept all of this stuff and realize that there are lessons here for me. I've learned my lessons were patience, trust that there's a bigger picture, a better plan. I had to learn that I have no control. You know, I used to say man plans and God laughs. And you know, there's a bigger picture out there, and I've learned to just welcome it and let's see what happens.
And Zena, one thing about you are living your life large. Tell our listeners what you mean when we say change the channel.
Well, you know, we can take a look at things in, you know, negativity. I can't do this, or you know, things aren't going to happen, or, you know, any of these negative thoughts that go on are in our head. And, you know, I can say it to my sister. She can say it to me, you know, like, Sherry, that's how we do things. And when we say change the channel, it's like, just change it. Like, great things are happening today. Great things are going to happen. I can do this. You know, it's our words, our thoughts, our words are what create our reality. And we are in control of, you know, we have no control over people, places, and things, but we have control over how we talk it to ourselves, the words that we say, the positive affirmations that we say to ourselves. And these are the things that create our reality.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So just change the channel when you hear something and great things happen. You know, it's like, I'm going to have a great day today. Not like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen today. I don't know. I mean, I, you know, what ifs? All the what ifs. Forget the what ifs. Great things are happening to me today. Great things. You know, everybody wants to buy from me. You know, I love, everything. It's thinking in your words or being positive and, you know, just, those are the things. Those are the things that change.
Go ahead.
You know, the only thing I know is that I don't know. But the one thing that I do is, talk positive, think positive, and just change any of the negativity, because that's it. You know, I stand in my own power today. I walk into a room today, and I'm standing in that power. You know, what great things can happen? You know, I'm Zena, and I want the best life for me. You know, there's a higher power out there. And there is a gift for us of living the life, a life in having the banquet. You know, there was a story I heard about this guy who went on this cruise, and then every day he only had the money for the cruise, and he would bring crackers and cheese every day, and people would say, why don't you go in and have that, all that food of the cruise? And he says, I only have the money for, I didn't have the money for the food, just the cruise. And so every day he ate his cheese and crackers. Well, you know what? Life is out there for us. We have, it's a banquet. It's the whole smorgasbord. We can have it all. Mm-hmm. We don't have to settle for the cheese and the crackers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about, you know, going out there and going for it, you know. And, you know, I got to see, being in Puerto Vallarta, I got to see a whole nother world of people that have nothing and are very, very happy. You know, it's very beautiful there, the contrast of the mountains and the water and the little Mexican taco stands and the multi-million dollar properties. Everything's right there in a big contrast. And I get to see how people, some of the very, very poor that live around this city dump area, and they live with no shoes, the little kids in no shoes and dirty clothes and torn clothes, and the, what they play with is what things they find on the street. So, you know, I get to see that things are not also what create our happiness. You know, it's about what we can go back and do for other people, the service we can give back. And that's something that I've been doing and is fulfilling my soul and my heart. You know, giving back to the world of everything that's been given to me.
Mm-hmm. I know, and you've been doing that a lot, Tina. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing there.
Well, you know, they have, you know, that story, I'm not sure how it goes, where you can give a man a fish and feed him for a night, or teach him to fish and he'll have food forever, that type of story. Well, they have, you know, you can give money, and sometimes that doesn't really make somebody feel good. But I've gone in, and since I was a hairdresser for so many years, I don't want to be there doing hair, but I am teaching these poor women that are living around the dump a trade, to cut hair, to have a trade, to go out and be able to do something and feel good about themselves, go out and make some money and get out of the situation that they're in. And they were doing things where the little building floors where people are living on dirt floors and giving them concrete floors, it's just giving back. And it's just the most fulfilling experience. You know, I can go into a store and I realize, you know, I can shop around and look it through this store and look and look and look and walk out with nothing and say, thank you, God, that I'm happy. Look at all these things that I don't need in my life to make me happy. They're things. It's how we live our life today. These are the things that I've learned, what I do with my life, how I give back, how I look at life. This is the things that make me happy, you know, and that's it. And I, you know, my cousin had said something which I love, and I am not smiling because I'm happy. I'm happy because I'm smiling. That's incredible, you know. And, you know, for the listeners, we have the chance right now to change. What if there's something that you're doing that you're settling? We don't have to settle for anything in our life. You know, it's about taking that step, taking that first step.
Having
the courage, you know, and the trust to go for it. You know, if I can just show anybody just one little thing to have that courage to go do something different, it's incredible.
I want you to tell our listeners how they can contact you if they are interested in anything out there in Puerto Vallarta, because you are the diva of real estate out there now. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, it's incredible. You know, Puerto Vallarta has become the number one retirement area in anywhere, in any of the country that has become number one, and it is gorgeous. The mountains, the water, it's fabulous. And we have a website, www.movetomexico.com, and the two is the number two. So that's movetomexico.com, where they can click on anything and, you know, you can get to see all the things around, all the areas, the homes, what we have to offer. And if you want to contact me directly, it's Zena, Z-E-N-A, at movetomexico.com. And please, I encourage you to touch base with me and any questions or anything, or if you're ready for a challenge and a change, come sell real estate in Mexico too, you know, go for it. But the opportunity to purchase there right now, in 6 months, I have watched the market soar. What's going on here in the States, everything is at a standstill, nothing's happening, and over there, wide open and incredible, and the market's soaring, and it's a great place to come visit, buy now and save for your retirement, and let people rent it out and have other people come and rent, you know, and pay your mortgage.
Right. Well, I'm sure when I go out there, I'm going to want you to find us a place in the mountains.
Of course I am, because you love the mountains, and that's, you're going to see some incredible mountains, and it's really neat, because being from Miami, you know, it's flat, and I love Miami, and it's flat though, and you have the water, so to have the mountains and the water together, it's really awesome to see, you know, it's great, and the weather is really like Miami, so you know, we have a lot of warm weather, and people say, how do you deal with that? Well, I'm very used to it, so I love it. I love it. It feels great, and, you know, so.
Zena, I know that, you know, our listeners are listening, and it sounds like you have a really great life now, but there have been some times that you've had some physical challenges that you've overcome, and I know you didn't exercise, and now you're exercising, and you were in an accident and you couldn't work for a while. How did you get yourself through those physical challenges to be able to now be in Mexico exercising and being able to have the physical endurance again to work and have that challenge that you had with the accident?
Well, when I did have, I tore my shoulder, and being a hairdresser, that was not the best accident to have, and different things physically with my body. That was really hard, and I wasn't able, I wasn't able to exercise. And when I would always say, when I feel better, I'm going to exercise. When I feel better, you know, I'll do this and I'll do that. And I had a doctor who said, you know, you need to take the bull by the horns and you need to exercise and you will feel better, because waiting to feel better to exercise is not going to happen. So when I went, you know, and the more I didn't do it, the worse I would feel. And dieting, I was always had weight issues. I was always having these. It was a whole cycle. You know, not exercising and then not eating right. And so, in my change, when I went there to write my second chapter of my life, I realized I can write anything I want. So I want to be physically healthy. I go every single morning. I go to the gym and I work out every day. I start my day. I want to be healthy. I eat right. If I was there, I mean, I could eat a lot of wrong foods, but I am eating fruits and vegetables and proteins and really eating properly. And, you know, that was all about changing the channel also. You know, what do I want to do for my life? How do I want to live my life? I choose to live healthy. I choose to exercise. I choose to participate. So that's been a major thing. And I love, when I think about all the time, Sherry, that you would say, come, you want to come exercise with me? No, 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 no. And I'm there doing my workout and thinking, oh, Sherry, what if she could see me now, you know? So I love it, you know, and I love eating healthy. And it's just doing it, not talking about it. I found that I did a lot of talking about what I want, what I would like, how I would like my life to be. I've changed, when I made this new chapter, I've changed everything about how I do things, how I think about things, and it's about doing it, not talking about it. Go for it. Just go for it. And I've been going for everything in my life. Because this is it.
I know that a lot of people that are listening, they wake up with negative thoughts in the morning, and they're not very positive about themselves. And I know that I've also talked about sometimes we have to, I tell people, sometimes you have to write down some positive things that you're feeling about yourself and how you want to change those thoughts, because most people don't know what to say, and sometimes it's fake it till you make it, because somehow this doing this will turn your life around, even if you don't mean it. I know with myself, I did that for many years because I wanted to exercise, but I wasn't doing it, and I would say to myself every day, I love to exercise. I love the way it makes me feel. I exercise every day, and I was not doing it, but I was saying it, and that's what I've created, that I am doing that. Now I'm living that. And so that's what I wanted to put out there also, that you do have to act as if, in a way, that you're really putting it out there ahead of time. And you're, if you tell your mind, your body will follow.
So, absolutely.
Also, I like to always keep myself around positive people that are also motivated, and people like us that we can call each other on our stuff if we're not being positive. Other people that you're around, teach them this way, and they'll call you on it if they hear you in a not very positive way. And that's how we interact with each other.
Mm-hmm. And that's helpful, because sometimes we don't recognize that we are thinking negatively, or we get stuck there. And that can, I guess as time goes on and you practice that, you can recognize it almost instantly. But there are times where you just don't recognize it. And if somebody helps you recognize it, you can snap out of it.
It is practice, you know, because this is not a one-time thing, awareness or motivation. It's a minute-by-minute experience, and sometimes you have to keep bringing yourself back to that thoughts of positive. Zena, tell our listeners again about how they can get in touch with you.
I am. You can reach me directly at Zena, Z-E-N-A, at move2mexico.com, and the two is the number two, move2mexico.com. Check out our website, www.move2mexico.com, and the number two. Mm-hmm. And yes, please check it out. It's really great. And back to what you were just saying, I was talking to someone just yesterday who her husband is running for some kind of office. And I told her, what does it look like? Think about, picture yourself the day he wins. What are you wearing? What are you saying to all the people that are congratulating you? How does your face look? How does that smile on your face look? How does it feel? You know, you know, you in a case like that, you know, she said, I don't know if he's going to win. I don't know what's going to happen. And he's put so much time. And, you know, hear your ho-hum, all that heaviness. But when you think about, oh, he's winning, and this is what it looks like, and this is what I'm wearing, you get that pep in your step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it changes that. It's the energy. The energy that is around us is so powerful. You know, the fake it till you make it. I mean, being a realtor after a hairdresser for 45 years, I mean, I walk in and I'm telling these people about these fabulous things. They are fabulous. But, you know, I was a realtor. You know, I mean, I acted as if I... Today I am. In 7 months, it's been amazing. But from day one, you know, I had to walk in like that. And I went, you know, and everything about how this is going to be the best day. You asked about what I do in the morning. I wake up and say, thank you, God, this is for this day. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the best day of my life yet. I am so excited. I look forward to all the new things that I'm going to see, that I'm going to learn, that are going to come my way, the people that are coming my way. Thank you. Thank you for all the opportunities. Thank you for giving me everything that I have. Thank you. I'm so grateful. Gratitude is number one. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful for all of this. I'm grateful that I have this opportunity in my life to be able to be like this. And again, for the listeners, I encourage you, just go for it. Go for it. Change the channel. Change your words. Change your attitude. Change everything. Whatever it is that you're settling for, let go. Go for it. It's incredible. Incredible.
That's beautiful. Beautiful, Dina. I just want to tell our listeners some good news. Good news is that there is Skype out there. I can see Zena on a computer. I mean, you can see why I miss having her here in Miami with me, because she is an amazing person. But I can go onto Skype on my computer, and I can have, with a camera, we can have a conversation. We have had our lunch together.
Celebrate birthday together.
Right. It's amazing. So the good news is there's Skype out there. And anybody that does have it, you can also talk to Zena on the Skype.
Well, we have 1 minute remaining.
And the one minute, Sherry, tell the listeners, live simply.
That's right.
Love simply, love generously, speak kindly, and
care deeply.
Yes.
I love that, listeners. Yes. Love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. And that is our mantra every week.
And thank you, listeners. There you have it. Zena Friedman from Puerto Vallarta. We are looking forward to you coming back to the show. Thank you so much for sharing all of your...
Thank you. Bye, listeners.
Bye. We'll see you next week, Monday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Signing off.
Blog Talk Radio.